Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Training camp 2013 set to get underway this weekend at St. John Fisher. And though the venue is the same, the Bills will look a whole lot different for the 2013 season. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, from a new GM to a new coaching staff to a host of newcomers on the roster, this team is going to have a much different appearance to it, and hopefully the results are much better.
Yeah, no question. We should have some good storylines to follow throughout the training camp this year with the new GM, a new head coach, new coordinators on each side of the ball, which means new systems on offense and on defense. There's going to be a new quarterback, a different quarterback from last year. And head coach Doug Marrone has some pretty straightforward goals as he approaches his first training camp in the NFL.
The training camp, putting together a team and learning how to win as a team. What's the best formula for us to win as a team? You know, to create the competition so that we don't make any mistakes in personnel decisions, that the best players arrive, to the top. And really getting ourselves ready to go. Obviously, in the competition, it's all worked themselves out. The players truly make the decisions. You know, the players are in more control than they think.
Obviously, the competition that will overshadow all the others is the one at quarterback, as the veteran Kevin Cobb will be battling rookie first-round pick E.J. Manuel. Manuel, when asked about the competition at every turn, has tried to make it more about improving the team as a whole.
I'm still trying to learn. I'm still trying to get a great feel for my teammates, still trying to earn their respect, the veteran guys, as well as the rookies. We're always trying to go on the same page.
Meanwhile, the veteran Kevin Cobb realizes this could be one of his last chances to nail down a starting quarterback spot in the NFL. Cobb intends on leaning on his 6 years of NFL experience to carry him through.
If I focus on myself, if I do the things right myself, and play the game the way that I can play it, then things will take care of themselves. I'm sure EJ's thinking the same thing, you know. So that's just the way the game works, and then we'll see whenever we work through this and then training camp and go into preseason as well, you know. So I've been through a lot of these and look forward to the challenge.
Other camp battles to keep an eye on include wide receiver, where there's a number two role to be filled opposite Stevie Johnson, and also the prospect of as many as half those spots at the receiver position being manned by rookies in 2013.
You got Robert Woods out there running routes and Goodwin. I mean, it's one of those things that they've been prepared really well to get out there and compete. And I think where that goes from here is going to be a lot in training camp and how much more they can learn. And the good thing is for them just to get better every day. Get better every day, and if they're the best five, those guys will be out there. And if they're not, it'll be somebody else.
The noticeable absence at camp is expected to be veteran safety Jarris Bird, who has yet to sign his franchise tender. Bird and the Bills could not agree on a new deal, a long-term deal, by the July 15th deadline. So now the ball's in his court. It's now up to Bird to decide when to sign his one-year franchise tender and report to this camp.
Yeah, and that safety thing is kind of twofold there, because it's not only when is Bird going to arrive, but how is Aaron Williams going to complete the transition to the safety position from cornerback. I think we saw some encouraging signs in the spring. We'll have to see if that holds form when the pads go on here at training camp. We also have players that are going to be coming off rehab assignments and participating for the first time this entire offseason. Among them, expected to be healthy and ready to practice at camp, include Kyle Williams, Leotis McKelvin, Chris Hairston, and Lee Smith. Besides the quarterback competition, which is the obvious one, Murph, what else are you going to really be keeping a close eye on through the early stages of camp?
Yeah, there's no shortage of things to watch in this training camp. We're going to watch the competition for the second wide receiver spot opposite Stevie Johnson. I think the rookie Robert Woods and the second-year man T.J. Graham will really have a great battle for that second wide receiver spot. The defense, I want to see how Mario Williams is used this year. He's talked about how much more comfortable he is in the system. Mike Patton's talked about taking the target off his back, moving him around a little bit. I just want to see the defense overall, the different formations, the variety of formations they want to play on defense. And I also want to keep an eye on the rookie Kiko Alonso, who I think was a standout during the springtime, the OTAs and the minicamp, and I hope that he continues that upward trend.
And I don't think there's any question that middle linebacker position is critical in this Mike Pettine defense. So you got to believe that coaching staff is hoping he fills it here in training camp as well as he was filling it in the springtime. I'm also interested in the secondary. Obviously, the Bird situation plays into that. How is everything going to shake out at safety, number one? And then the depth at cornerback. You're losing one in Aaron Williams to begin with, Leotis McKelvin coming off an injury rehab situation. I think everybody feels good about Gilmore, but beyond that, I think there are some question marks that absolutely need to be answered. Well, we'll have you covered wall to wall here on BuffaloBills.com throughout training camp, daily video practice reports, as Murph and I will be bringing you Bills Roundup each and every day, as well as daily highlights and features. We'll also have written stories and features to keep you covered on that end as well. And also, if that's not enough, you can listen to this guy weeknights, 7 to 9 p.m., either locally in Buffalo on WGR Sports Radio 550 or in Rochester on WROC 950 a.m. on your dial, or even online on the Bills mobile app if you are not in the listening area. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, brought to you by ECMC.